The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In. How are you guys doing? And so I've got a great topic tonight. And we always bump into great things before the show. And this was a particularly great topic because Michelle's been in Vegas and Dean's been here working with me, and so, you know, these guys, they're all over the place. And so I asked Dean, what is the number one thing that Michelle does to get on your nerves? Right? And then I asked Michelle, what is the number one thing that Dean does to get on your nerves? And so anyway, what'd y'all come up with?
The only thing I could possibly come up with, because she don't really get on my nerves, is spending money. She spends a little too much money.
I think all the ladies can relate. But that's because for me, it's because he's always gone. So
you're bored. Yes. Yeah. So you're bored. So you're like, let's spend some money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So I'm in North Carolina working with Gary. She's in Las Vegas. Having a good time,
ripping through it. Just ripping through it. Yeah,
with Brian.
Yeah, just ripping through and having a good old time.
That's good. Yeah, yeah, I see the pictures on Facebook. I'm like, oh my god, you guys are having fun, because she could do no wrong. There you are. That's Michelle. She could do no wrong. She's like Saint Francis. Yeah. Birds in the air, animals everywhere, you know, something like that. So that's kind of fun. That's fun. I think that's an interesting topic for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, Charity Cage, what's up with you? Hey, girl. Hey, what's the number one thing that your spouse does to aggravate the hell out of you?
Ooh, let's do Charity. You got her? Right here. I got her.
Gets on your nerves. Just gets on your nerves. It could be eating, chewing, you know.
You know what? He actually doesn't do a whole lot that gets on my nerves.
Oh, good.
That's the reason he's still around.
He does not do a whole lot that gets on my nerves. He is this quiet, like, doesn't let a whole lot get to him. So it's more me that probably gets to him than he gets to me.
Yeah, but he's okay with it.
Yeah, he is. I think he is. I mean, we could ask him, but I think he is okay with me.
No, I think he's tolerant. I think he's very tolerant. Mm-hmm. And I think he loves you. I think he just loves you.
I think he
you.
Does love me.
Yeah.
And he's should, like, right?
Yeah, he should. And so he's like, she can do no wrong, you know. That's beautiful. And if you love somebody enough, do the things that get on your nerves aggravate you? Or do they just not aggravate you anymore?
I just think you accept them. Like, right? Like, I accept the good with the bad. Like, I'm like, hey, you know what? He might be this person that isn't as outgoing as I am. He doesn't want to go and, like, hang out with our friends as much as I do. But you know what? I'm okay.
No, he don't actually like them. He don't like them.
But I'm okay with that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And so they kind of like him. They like him.
They do. He's just this more, like, standoffish type. Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So but he just don't. Yeah, I see your friends like him. He's not too fond of them because they're cynical bastards.
He does not put up with a whole lot of BS. He is. He's a military guy that's like straightforward. He does not put up with.
They don't. Yeah. Yeah. I was just talking to my friend Nathan from Brazil. And yes. he's very much like that.
Yes.
Yeah, he don't put up with no BS. Yeah. It's kind of like that. Yeah, makes sense. So we all have our little weirdness. So we all have our little idiosyncrasies.
We do.
How do we learn to live with those? You know, I think that's a lot of it. You know, in your case, I think if he got on your damn nerves, I think you would dump him.
You know, if he did get on my nerves that much, I probably would dump him because I, like,
yeah.
I
don't you don't but, put up. Yeah, you don't put up with much. Yeah. But he don't get on your nerves. And so that is a big quality.
He understands me. Yeah.
That is a big quality, mm-hmm, of people to survive a spouse is to not get on their nerves.
Or
Okay,
accept
so.
that they do. Like, accept the parts that you're like, hey, this kind of gets on my nerves, but I can accept that because I love you.
Because I love them, because you love them so much. Okay. All right. So you got to love them a lot. And, or you got to, understand that whole thing. And so, all right. Okay. I think that's important. I think
It
that's, see, we learned something. We're so smart. We
is.
learned, we learned something right off the bat. That's so
It is.
cool. Good, 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 good. So how you doing? You got any psychic questions for me?
I actually do. So my husband that you're talking about, Gil, a really good friend of his that he was in the Air Force with in Italy, he the both of them then ended up in Vegas, and Jason Roscoe, his buddy, ended up at the North Las Vegas Police Department. And about a week and a half ago, he was killed in an on-duty shooting where he responded to a threat, and the suspect did shoot and kill Jason.
Oh,
And
so
Gil
sorry.
struggled a little bit, but I tried to make sure that I had Jason go to the light and whatnot. But I just want to make sure that I was successful because I'm not sure. And I want to clear both Jason and his family and Gil because he's really struggling.
Can see it. Well, be sure that you did a good job.
Thank you.
I think this is so important. I think, like all the little things that you see me do on tapping in or in private readings, you guys can do them too. I'm not the guru up on the mountaintop that says, hey, I'm the only one that can do this. I'm not that guy. I'm the guy that tells you can do everything I can do. And then some of you. And yeah, you helped him get to the light. I see him with his mother, grandmother energy. Makes sense to you? Yeah. Okay. And so he's good. He's doing really, really good.
And Gil just wants to make sure that Jason realizes the extent that he had an impact when they were serving together and the friendship that they had and just all the good times that they had together.
Oh, he knew. He's like, I knew. He goes, what the hell? What the hell? And he goes, what the hell, bro?
What the hell, bro?
What the hell, bro? Yeah, they're very bro magic, what the hell, bro? And so, yeah. So it's all good. No, it's good. It's good, honey. But he's happy on the other side. He's good. And you helped him with a peaceful transition.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah. So that's good. That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm looking around you. I'm looking around him. I cleared his energy because he was all beat up from it. He don't accept loss very well. when he loses,
That.
a piece of him, a piece of something, that's just, that's sort of his thing. He don't like that.
He does not deal well with that. He does not show emotion very well. Like, this is the first time I've actually ever seen him ha struggle.
There we go. Well, I just projected lots of light and healing. When people have that going on, it's really hard to fix them, to be honest with you. And so even with me, I look and I go, what can I do to fix him? And I add a lot of blue light. Okay. Blue light is Christ light, Saint Germain light, like beautiful, just super high vibration light. And so I just added this light, this blue light. And so there we go. And so now he'll feel better. See how your hands are warm? You got warm in your head.
There, there.
Yeah, so he does too. He feels warm and fuzzy. So he'll be okay. So there we go. Good luck, honey.
Thank
Good luck.
you.
Hey, thank you. Good luck with that.
Take care. We miss
Yeah.
you. Love you. Happy
Yeah,
Valentine's.
so it's important, guys, to be aware, to be okay, to be okay with your spouses, and if you are, even with the stuff that gets on your damn nerves, And so then it makes it easier. So you got to love them. So sometimes when they're doing some aggravating stuff and you just basically want to kill them, you have to love above it. So you got to just love. And that goes for good friends. It goes for, you know, family, it goes for whoever, whatever. And so you just got to outlove it. And I think that's the answer to everything. Just outlove it. These days, the dark energy on the planet is super, super aggressive. There's a dimension that is different than all the other dimensions, and it's just now opening. And it is the death dimension, because it'll kill you. This is a dimension I went through when I had COVID, and I died 5 times, and so I was familiar with
Hearing
somebody's
what?
in.
Sorry, is that
I
And
don't
so Michelle got excited. Anyway, what'd she do? Anyway, and so, but there's this dimension, and this dimension is so powerful, and you either can be on the upside of it, and you guys are going to be fine. You can be on the downside of it, and your life is hell. No in between, not much. And so, when you go into your hell zones, could call them that. When you go into these hell zones and you get beat up, people attack you, you attack yourself, crazy things, right? Things that you go, what? You gotta be kidding me. And so when you have this going on, you can't really treat it too serious, other than you've got to just go above it. And then you go more into the light of everything. And as you go into the light of everything, you'll find everything comes along for you. And so, but it works that way for everybody. It truly, truly does. And I see some of you guys going, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. That makes sense. I've been doing that, And so, but it's very, very aggressive, and you just want to float up into the light. It's a floating up process, and you want to just sort of imagine yourself. And you want to float up into the light. There you go. There you are. There you got it. That sounds good. There you go. So you got it. And Lisa Marie, I saw you get it. That was cool. I saw you float up into it. There we go. That was nice, right? Easy. You got above it, How many people have been having a hard time getting above it? Any of you guys having a hard time getting above it? Oh, yeah, a bunch of people. All right. Yeah. We'll just float up. Float up. There we go. Let me speak to Karen Fromm.
All right, Karen, unmute yourself.
Hi.
Hey, girl. So you've been having a hard time getting above it? You look great.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, at times it's easy. And then it's like if I'm around people that are super negative, it's really hard. I think it might be their negativity possibly that's kind of
You
holding me.
think? You think?
Yeah,
Yeah,
I do.
negative projections will kill you these days. They absolutely will. So yeah, you will empath that. So you got to float above it. Just float above, float above, float above. There you are, and then you'll get up there above it, and then you'll be okay.
Okay.
So you're already doing the right thing. Yeah,
Okay.
but you figured it out. You figured it out on your own.
Because I just noticed like when there's people around that are with that heavy negativity, it is harder to float up, but like if I can get a break from them or move away from them and kind of maybe into another room or even just get up if I'm in a restaurant and go in the bathroom, I
Or
can kind
drink, or drink.
It's easier.
Yeah,
Yeah, wine helps.
there
No
you
wine helps. Yeah.
go. No, but what I see, I'm joking with you. But it really, as I see it, though, you just float above it, and then you're gonna, it helps out, and then you're gonna realize, oh, this was not me. This was something else, that exterior to me. So then, when you realize that there's something was messing with you, that was not you, but it was something exterior to you, and then you go, oh, okay, I can get above this, because it's not me, it's that. And so then, when you identify it, it's much easier to do it. And so there you go. Yeah, so perfect, perfect. And then you
Thank
then you then you also you learn to be careful. You learn to be careful of other people's negative energies, and you learn to recognize them. I love everybody, so I'm like So sometimes I'm oblivious to everybody's negative energy. You know, I really am. I mean, as much as I should be energy conscious, you know, I can be totally aloof. And the reason is because of that. You know, I just anticipate the best. And so, but that's what happens, you know. And so you just got to float above it, get above it, and then you'll get through it. And so that's the way it works, you
Thank
know,
you.
these days. And usually, you know, you have a demon dimension, you beat through it, you kill the demons, everything gets better, poof, poof, life is nice, right? Not now. Is this floating above it thing. And
Okay.
so if you do it that way, then it works. And so good to know.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, girl. You look good.
Thank
Thank
you. So do you. You look fantastic. You look really good.
you.
Yes.
Yeah, I should be
You're
resting.
doing
That's,
you're doing a great job too, Gary.
Thank you. Thank you. I should be healing by now, that's for sure. Anyway, that sounds good. Thank you, honey. Thank you.
Okay,
Thank you.
thank you. Thank you so much. Bye.
Good. Hey, good
Bye.
luck. Good luck. Good luck.
She's lovely.
Who we got, Michelle? Who are you talking to?
Hey, Gary,
Who
oh, I got a whole list for you.
are you flirting with online? Who are you flirting with?
No, nobody.
She's flirting with about 20 people right now.
I'm
Yeah.
not.
That's what a lie sounds like.
You're
Nobody.
funny.
No. Giggle, giggle, giggle.
You're
Nobody.
funny. It's
Giggle, giggle. Anyway. All right.
not about me. No. I
I
got
know
Marlo.
you.
I gotta get Marlo on. Hey Marlo. How's
Oh
this
my
all?
God, I was looking at her. That's crazy.
I'm reading your mind, Gary. No.
Yeah.
Marlo,
No,
can
I
you
was looking at
call
her. She
me?
looks like Donna Jean, right, Dean?
He does. I was looking at
Yes.
that too. Yeah. What are you calling him,
I have a
Marlo?
best friend that looks like you.
Oh.
Yeah, really great friend. Anyway, so Marla, what's your question, honey?
So
Where are you calling?
my sister passed away a couple weeks ago from cancer.
Sorry.
And I just want to make sure she's crossed. She's not stuck.
She's stuck. She is stuck. She was really tangled up. And she didn't want to die. And the more she went into death, the more it scared her. And the more it scared her, the more it scared her. The dimension of death, which is a dimension that I did go through, right? And so this the dimension of death is a powerful dimension. It's the most powerful dimension, frankly, good and bad, because it's a dimension of death and the dimension of life. And so and so as she got more into it, all the scary things in that dimension scared her to death. And so I know when I had that going on, I saw skulls that were black skeletons falling on my bed and bouncing off onto the floor. I mean, it was crazy, you know. And I was like, you know, I didn't have to second guess, am I really seeing this? I knew what I was seeing. And so she saw a lot of those kind of things and it freaked her all out. So she is freaked out. And I'm not telling you what you want to hear, but it's better that you know. And so we're going to help her. I want you to tell her, first of all, tell her you love her.
Rachel, I love you.
Okay. All right. Now tell her to reach up and take the angel's hand.
Reach up and take the angel's hand.
Tell her to take God's hand.
Take God's hand.
There we go. Tell her to do it. Do it. Just do it.
Just do it. Just go. You're okay.
There we go. Okay, there we go. Tell her to take one step into that light.
Just take one step into the light.
That'll take another step.
Take another step.
There we go. There we go. And there we go. Look how warm you're getting. See how your body's warming up? Feel
Yeah.
that? Yeah, her body's warming up now because see, you got her back in the light. There we go. There we are. There she goes. And there we go. Now I see angels everywhere. You know, I see everything lighting up. Everything's pretty. There we go. There we are. Now she'll be okay in a minute. Notice how you can breathe. Notice you can suddenly get your breath. Funny, huh? There we go. There we are. Yeah, she's okay. You know, she'll be okay now. You will too. There
I
we go.
think her family's a hot mess, and I think they were holding her back also. I had a dream about her And she was able to communicate with me, which normally when I dream about people that have passed, I can feel that they're okay, but she was talking to me and I thought she was okay.
Well, there was a part of it that was okay because she knew where she was. So, you know, the part of it is, if you know the truth of where you are, that's a lot of being okay. But she wasn't okay. But now she is. And so she'll be fine. She just went into this light. It's very bright. There's a very bright light. And it's encompassing all around her. There's angels on every side. There we go. And see now then. See how your face got warm right then? Got real warm. See?
Yeah.
Yeah, her face got warm too. You see, you got her in the light. That's all you needed to do. You know?
So he's okay.
Yeah, she's okay.
Yeah,
Yeah, she'll
that's
be
what
okay.
he's telling me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gary.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You know? Yeah, you're welcome, buddy. She's going to be fine. And you will be too. You know? And so when your loved ones on the other side are a mess, it freaks you out, you know, because you can feel them freaking, they're freaking the hell out. And so you're freaking out too. But in her case, she was sort of hung in the big dimension of death. And so, because that's a dimension that's opening up right now. So that happened to be what was batter up for her. But she's going to be okay. So now it looks good. She's all right.
Amen.
Yeah, I felt her the night before she passed. I felt her and I could feel her heaviness. But I thought she was okay after she did because of the dream I had.
Well, she made it to the other side, but it wasn't a good other side. You know. So she's okay now. Yeah, she's
Thank
really
you,
good.
Gary.
Yeah, and now she's around the water. I don't know if it's a beach or the ocean or a lake or what the
That's
hell.
where we grew up. We grew up in San Diego, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there she is. That's where she's at.
That's what
Yeah.
she loved Ocean Beach. That was her jam. So yeah, she loved the ocean. We all do.
Okay, well, that's where she's at now. So she's good. She's more than
Good.
all right. Yeah, she feels warm and fuzzy and happy. Okay,
Thanks,
honey.
you guys.
All
Thank
right.
you. Thanks,
Thank you,
Michelle.
Gary.
Hey, good luck. Good luck, you
Thank
guys.
you. Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank
Yeah,
you.
it's so you're welcome. It was so amazing, Michelle. I was looking at her the whole time.
Yeah.
You
I was
know?
like, he's gonna go on first.
Yeah, and I was like, what is that? What is that? And, you know, and then she looked like my friend Donna Jean. Who I hadn't talked to in a while, not long,
But
maybe
you
a month.
look a while,
She
yeah.
looks
identical to John Donna Jean. I mean, they could be just,
crazy.
yeah.
Yeah, they look
Yeah,
similar.
right? Yeah, that was crazy. This is something. Anyway, who are we talking to, girl?
Well, thank you, Gary. I'm gonna put Shelly Teschendorf on if. There she is.
Yeah.
Shelly, hi, beautiful. How are you? Where are you calling from?
Hey.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, we can still
Yes.
hear you.
Hey,
Hi.
girl.
Hi. How are you, Gary? I haven't seen you guys for so long. I haven't been on for
Oh,
months.
well, that's your fault now.
I know it
I'm being passive aggressive. It's up to you. Turn us on. Anyway, good to talk to you.
Yeah.
So, what's your question, honey?
My son passed away last January, and we got into the light. And then I talked to you about having the health department in Wisconsin go and check at the hospital for neglect. Well, they came back; they didn't have none. So I hired an attorney. The attorney said there was neglect in three different areas. Well, now all of a sudden, I just got a letter from him stating that he doesn't feel like he's equipped to take this to court, and so he wants me to get some more attorneys for this case. And so I have gave this case to two other attorneys. Now, does it look like it's going to be promising?
Yeah, one of the other attorneys has the deep pockets it takes to do this case. You know.
Okay.
And so there you go. In other words, like this will cost some money, and you got to find an attorney that's a rich attorney. You know, because you have rich attorneys, you have poor attorneys, you have middle attorneys, you know. And so you need a rich attorney. But I see one of your attorneys in your mix has some money and they'll be able to help you. Yeah.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah,
Can you tell me how
it's
much
more
money
about
I'm
the
getting?
money. It's more about the money than anything, frankly.
I don't want the money. I just want them to
Yeah.
acknowledge what they did.
Yeah, well,
But.
they There's a lot of things that happen in hospitals, and so it's kind of like that. You know, when I was in the hospital, if I explained how horrific it was with COVID, you guys would be in shock. You know, in other words, like you couldn't imagine, and so it happens. You know, sometimes there are situations that occur, and you know, you end up not on the good side of the trade. And so, I think yes, you're indeed one of those. Your son was indeed, and so, yeah, as you follow through, you keep on following the light. It's like breadcrumbs; you'll get there. And so that's it. That's what.
How is my son doing?
He says he can breathe easy. You know, and so he's happy. What was
That's
wrong with
very
him?
understandable. Well, they said he died from influenza A, but then they did an autopsy and he actually died from lumbar pneumonia.
Okay. Yeah, there we are. Well, he can breathe now. So that's his biggest thing. Because when you got pneumonia and you can't breathe, it's a freaky thing, you know. And so if you can't get your next breath. And so but he's good. You know, I see him over there. He's breathing, he's laughing, he's kicking a ball around, he's being silly. You know, he's quite happy. He's a normal kid, you know. You know, he loves you, he said. Yeah, he
Well,
loves
thank
you.
you, Gary, so much.
Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome so much. Good luck. Good luck, honey. There we go.
Thanks.
Who we got, Michelle?
Oh, thank you, Gary. We've got Stormy Armstrong.
We got
Stormy,
him or her.
right here. Stormy Armstrong. Hi, Stormy. Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm in Utah.
Oh, thank you for joining us.
I'm in St. George. I'm not far from you guys.
Oh,
Nice.
cool. Good. What's your question, honey?
Well, my uncle passed away a couple weeks ago, and I want to make sure he's okay. But I also want to know how my health issues are going to come out.
Basically, if you get all your balances right, I would do extensive blood testing. Are they doing that now?
Lots of it. I'm
Yeah,
seeing
because
hematology,
right. Yeah,
I'm
because
seeing rheumatology. I'm having
they can't
PET
figure out exactly,
scan.
yeah, they can't figure out exactly what's wrong with you.
Yeah, they said I had chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Now
Whatever
they said that
the
they
hell
were,
that is.
it's, as I was told, it's the good form of leukemia.
Okay.
They call it the
If there's
hurry
a
up
good
treatment.
form, can you imagine
Well,
having a good form of leukemia?
that's what I said.
Yeah.
But they said that they found a spot on my lungs. They don't know what it is, so I have to go have a PET scan and have that checked out. I'm a 21-year breast cancer survivor. So obviously I have the history, but
You know, here's
my
what I see. Here's what I see. I see this is an old injury. You know?
well,
And so that's what I
it
see.
an old injury, so that would
Yeah.
be that it's developed from their breast cancer, maybe.
Maybe, or maybe it's just something that was there. It hadn't moved, it hadn't changed. You know?
Okay.
See, I can run it backwards in my head and see what it did.
Would you?
I did. I did. I ran it
I'd like
backwards.
to know.
Yeah, I
Okay.
did it. I'm fast. And so, but I run it backwards in my head and I go, okay, well, it's really simple. What would the doctor do? Well, if he had a scan of you 20 years ago and had a scan of you now and you got a little thing and now you got the same little thing and it hadn't moved, well, oh, gee, golly, wow, okay. Right? And so
Okay.
that's what I feel. Okay. And
Okay.
this don't mean you're home free, but it means it's a hell of a lot better than what it would be if I read it the other way. You know.
Okay.
And so, okay. So that's what I see. See, like you know, even being a psychic can be able to run numbers. I can do blood tests in my head. I mean, I can do all those things, right? And so,
Right.
like I was trying to figure out before the show, I was missing an element of something. And remember Dean? Remember me? You know?
Yep.
I was like, and what was I missing?
You said you were low on sugar.
Right. And so I got me a glass of orange juice, right? And I feel great. But I could tell my body was low on something and I couldn't figure out what it was. And so sometimes it could be as damn simple as a glass of orange juice. My blood sugar obviously dropped, you know? Cheers. And for whatever reason, hell, I don't know. My blood sugar never drops, but it dropped, I guess. And I was like, ugh. And I couldn't figure out what it was. And so I wanted to feel normal. I wanted to feel good. And so anyway, so there we go. So now I feel good. But when I look at you, you just need to do a bunch of blood tests. You got a few little weird things going, and I think they're going to figure them out. You know, is what I think. But it'll be through a series of blood tests and tell her she's on the trail. So whatever you're doing, you're on the trail of it. Keep doing what you're doing. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I see many doctors. They're all take I keep calling them all vampires because they all want blood. So
Yeah.
they take a lot of it. I keep telling them to leave me some.
Yeah. Well, you look good. You know, I'm clearing you off. I'm clearing off your energy.
I can tell I'm sweating.
Yeah, good. There you go. There you go, girl. Yeah, now you got light in your body. See, sometimes, you know, with me, I always have to ask the question, is it light? Am I missing light? Or am I going through something, or is my blood sugar low or high, or you know, whatever, you know? See, because all these things that are regulated, they also fall into the category of energy, and so you want to make sure your energy is normal. So in your case now, see, notice how good you feel right at this moment.
Yeah,
Yeah, see, and so
light, warm.
right, yeah. See,
Yeah,
I feel you full of light, and you look normal. Yeah.
thank
So
you. I feel so much better.
yeah, good. Good, good, good. And so now you're just full of healing energy, love energy, all the same thing. You know.
That'll help with the withdrawals too, because I quit smoking.
Good for you. Good for you. That's big.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's big.
Today's my first day with nothing.
Good.
Happy
Good.
birthday.
Happy birthday. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
thank
good.
you.
First day of your life. Here we go. I'm just clearing this. There we go. I'm just helping you. I'm helping you out. See how you feel teary inside?
Yep.
Yeah, that was me healing you. That was me healing you smoking. So there we go.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Good luck, okay?
Thank you, Gary. Love you.
You too, girl. You too.
Thank
Hang in
you.
there. Hang in
Thank
there.
you, Michelle. Love you.
Love you too. Thank
She
you.
actually meant it.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
know.
you
I
could feel
felt
it.
it. Oh, that's
Yeah.
good.
That's nice. That's nice when they mean it. I love
Yeah.
you. I'm like, damn, you meant that. And they're like, yeah, why would I say it if I didn't mean it? I don't know, but a lot of people do. You know, but anyway, no, that was good. I appreciate you. She's sweet. She's really sweet. Who we got? Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Arbor. Hello, Arbor. How are you? And please tell us where you're calling from.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Yeah, fine. I'm from Albania. Nice
Albania.
meeting
Wow.
you, Gary.
Hey, nice to meet you.
So I wanted,
You got a
yes.
shadow over your face. It looks like you're wearing a veil.
Yeah, just lighting thing. Yeah. So I've been diagnosed with an illness recently, and I
Okay.
wanted to know if I can heal completely and overcome it without chemotherapy, basically.
Yeah. You got a two-part illness. What is it?
Right now, only a tumor is known.
Where is it?
A testicle tumor.
Is it anywhere close to your pancreas?
No, CT scan came back good. Everything came back good. Just the operation was done, basically.
They said it was contained, right?
Yes.
It was. Good news.
Yeah.
Yay! Good news. Perfect. Perfect, perfect, buddy. Here, let me light you up. Let me just make sure. Let me light you up. There we go. Not the light. See how you can breathe now?
Yes. Yes.
But don't have doubt. Keep breathing. Just keep breathing. That's all you got to do. That's the trick to living, is to breathe. And so when you feel that breath, sometimes that just getting your breath means you're going to live. Okay. You know, and so you look really good now. I see you looking really good. I see all kinds of light coming out of you. I think aren't you more appreciative now? Like you're really yes. more appreciative. You're like, oh yes. my God. And it made you realize how non-appreciative you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So right.
It won't be an issue no. based on what you can see.
No, just be appreciative. You just got to really appreciate like crazy, you know, and that's how you get above this. You get to you appreciate. And so, but now you're looking good. Oh, you're looking good, buddy. There we are. Yeah. Looks good.
Thank you very much, Gary.
Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome. Good luck. Okay.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Bye.
There we are.
Oh, so nice too.
Yeah. He's a nice guy. There we go. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Yep. Thank you, Gary. I've got Carla Walker. Hey, Carla. How are you? Yep. Where are you calling from, Carla?
Hi. I'm calling from Minneapolis, St. Paul area.
Oh, no. Where Judy at? It's Judy's birthday, by the way. Happy birthday, Judy.
Sorry, yeah. In there. Happy birthday, Judy.
Yep. Yes, happy birthday.
She's a drunken sailor on a trapeze somewhere.
Well, thank Y'all you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it. Yeah. I'm here with my husband, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Mark.
Everything you said about spouses, and we try to practice that as much as possible.
Oh, you're so good. Awesome. Did that help at all? Was that helpful a little bit?
It was helpful, and we try to practice that, and we've learned that over the years that we could have been the other way, but we've learned to be the way that you talked about. So,
what's the one thing that Mark does to get on your damn nerves?
Not much lately. He's been really good.
Awesome. So, Mark's reformed. Wow. Yay.
But we've been through quite a lot lately, too. He's had some medical issues, and he's had a heart attack, and he's also had a stroke before. And so we've had close calls with him not making it. And so I think that made us very appreciative of that he's still here. So going forward, and with that.
By the way, that's 93% of it is appreciating him being here.
Yes, absolutely. I'm blessed. I feel like I'm very appreciative of that and blessed that he's still here mm-hmm. with me.
Yeah.
And so then going forward, we've got past some of those things, but he had two knee replacements, and that's with the first knee replacement, that's when he had his stroke right after that surgery. And so luckily it didn't cause a lot of damage, but it was a bad one at first, but we got them there really quick. So it helped in his advantage. Yes.
Yeah. It did. Saved his life.
Yes. Yes. Scared the crap out of me, but yes, saved his life.
Right.
But anyway, now he went and had a second knee surgery because he was doing so well, knee replacement. And so I just was wondering if you could look at him and both knees and both legs and just see he had blood clots and things like that, that was causing issues. And just to give us peace of mind to see where things are at now, if you can clear it, he's still recovering. Or just check his body and see if there's anything else, because it seems like there's been one thing after another. And just thought if you could clear his energy and see mm-hmm. if there's anything else you see that's going on with that leg, because it looks like it's getting a little red mm-hmm. and has a rash on one of them. And I just want to make sure that
he's just nervous. On a scale of 1 to 10, he's a 10. You know. And so, yeah. Yeah. So when I look at it, I'm damn near a leg expert at this point, you know, because I've had every leg thing in the world that could happen. Whoa. And so
yeah, he's had cellulitis before.
Me too. Me too. You name it, I had it. Me too. I almost died twice from it. I don't tell you guys when I'm dying. I never tell you, because I thought that didn't work out so good with COVID. So why did I get it again? You know, but yeah, but it's a scary thing, because you don't realize your leg issues can kill you.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and I think people don't really know that your leg issues can and will kill you if you let them. So you got to treat your feet you know, special, and your legs, you know, good, and, you know, and if you pay attention, you'll get on through it, but you got to pay attention, you know.
He had clots in there that caused, that went up and through his heart, and then he had a hole in his heart, so then it went up through there and caused the stroke, and so his clotting has been an issue with him. Anytime he's had any surgery done, his body reacts a certain way, so I just want to see if you can see any of that kind of still going on, or if it's clear, like I guess you said.
He looks pretty good to me.
Oh God!
Yeah, that's yeah. He looks pretty good to me, and I'm just checking. I can see a lot of things at once. Looks good.
Oh, you know? Great.
Look, the main thing is not stress too much and just enjoy.
Okay, and then that dimension you talked about. Can you see, like, is that dimension clear for both of us? That dark
for him. For him, it's very clear.
Oh, good. We've been praying a lot.
Yeah, and for you,
perfect.
Yeah, for you, it's sort of clear. And so, you got a little negativity from your mom.
Okay.
Where is she?
She's in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Was she negative while she was alive?
She was a worrier.
Yeah, okay. Well, you learned how to do that from her.
Okay.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop it. Stop it. Okay.
I had a lot to take care of recently, so I try to be on top of everything, but I'm trying not to be. About it.
Well, you can be on top of everything, but you can also be nuts. And so, so you don't want to be nuts with it. And your mom was basically nuts. And so not mean, you know, she's on the other side.
She meant well.
Yeah. God bless her and all that. But anyway, she was nuts. And you pick up that from her.
Okay.
I'm going to get rid of that. Is that okay?
Awesome. Get rid of all that.
And that means, you know, when you have this dimension that's aggravating you, you're actually turning into your mother.
Okay.
And that falls into the damn category for him. Anyway, let me clear this. I'm going to clear this off. There you go. Look how warm you got.
Oh, my. I'm really hot right now.
Really hot, right? Yeah, and so you're going to be fine. That dimension, it just wrecks a person. And you slowly become your mother.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. And so
I always knew she meant well, but she did worry a lot, and she always
every time you worry, you project negativity to the situation.
Yeah. So, and I tell that too. So I try not to.
Yeah, because then you just mojo it. You know, so you mojo it. So you hex it. So how you doing, Mom? Fine. Mojo, mojo, hex, mojo, mojo, hex, you know. And so but I cleared it all off. It looks good now. Now you'll be all right.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Gary.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that you cleared our energy. That's going to help a lot.
Yeah. No, you guys will be fine. You guys will be fine. You're getting a new car?
Mine.
Yeah. You're getting a new car?
Well, we're going to be going down to Texas in a week. And we just got a new car down there to keep down there. So we'll be using that new car.
Oh, good. Okay.
So that's probably what you're talking about.
That's what I'm seeing. It's all good. So yeah, I think you're excited about that.
Our trip's going to go well, and that looks good going forward.
Looks great. And you get a new car. Anyway, so there we are.
That's new, but it's a new one for us.
Good. That's perfect. I love
it. Thank you. Right. You did a great job, as usual.
Thank you. Thank you. Finally.
Love you, right? And I mean it. I love you. We watch every Saturday.
Thank you. Thank you for watching.
Love you. God bless you. And I pray for your leg too.
Oh, good. Thank you. I'm getting crazy better. You know, I'm telling you, I got this hyperbaric chamber, and it works. By the way,
that's crazy. I didn't know you could get
that. And then I used the grafts, the skin graft things, and that works. And so I had to use these exact, you know, these extreme formulas of healing, you know, and it worked. And so there we are. So I'm getting better.
So happy to hear that. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's good. Thank you guys. Thank you though. Appreciate you. You know, appreciate who we
you.
Talk
Thank you.
You too. Who are we talking to? Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Well, thank you, Gary. I've got Ariel Payano. Ariel Payano. Thank you for being patient. Where are you calling from, Ariel?
Oh, I gotta go back. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I gotta go back to Carla.
Yeah, go back to Carla.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. We'll come back to you, Ariel.
Okay.
Caller.
Check his meds. His meds are crossed up.
Oh. Okay, we're wondering about his medication because he's supposed to end one and start a new one, and we weren't sure about the one he's going to start. So,
all right, is what is it? Blood pressure? Or what is it?
Blood thinners for his blood
thinners.
Pad.
Yeah, all right.
He's on one that he's been taking shots for 2 months, and now he's supposed to switch over to a pill tomorrow. And
oh, okay, so it's relevant.
Well, so it's was questionable if that's the right one for him to go on, but we're going to go on it and was hoping that it would be the right one.
There may be two or three options. You might check into those.
So do you feel like not good about the pill he was supposed to take?
Did it, how do I say, did it have, a long-term effect, or did it, what was it, short-lived, or did it
he took it right after his stroke for 2 months, and then he had a reaction on his leg, and we don't know if it was from that it stopped working, or it just didn't work, or if it was something else that caused it. And so we had to go to the ER because his blood clots came back and he had some issues, and so they put him on a shot instead. And he's been on that for 2 months. And so now they want him to go back on that pill again. And so.
Well, I heard it pretty clear. Okay. And I heard blank that. So you guys need to really revisit this. If he stayed on the shot a little bit longer, I don't know that that'll hurt. And he may need a more time released pill.
Okay.
You see? That's what I see.
Okay. Something. So the pill isn't the right option then.
Not that one.
Not that one.
Okay. Not that one. There we are.
Thank
there
you.
We go. Makes sense. Makes sense, right?
Hear that? That's great. Yeah, because there was some question.
Now how hot did you get? How hot did you get right then?
Yeah. Well, his hematologist
really hot.
He told got him hot. That he could go on that, but if it didn't work, then he would have to go on warfarin. And so warfarin is a lot harder to deal with than the pill. So we thought, well, we'll give this a try. And if we had to, we'd go that other route. So there was a little question about that. So.
Yeah. Oh, well, but it's not the right answer.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for coming back and telling us that. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. No, I seen it. It was important. And I had to circle back. All right.
Thank you.
Sorry. Sorry, guys. There we are. But I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, we've been wanting clarity, so thank you. You gave it to us.
There we go. Good.
Oh, good job, Gary.
Now you feel real warm. He feels real warm. You feel real warm, right, sir? You feel really hot, like really warm. Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, there we go. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, because we want him to stay all healed up. No, not with a bunch of crazy, dark, insane medications. All right. Next. What we got, Michelle? Michelle, who are we talking to?
Thank you. I'm going to go back to Ariel Payano. Sorry, Ariel. Thank you for being so patient. Where are you calling from?
Hello, Gary and Michelle and everyone. I'm calling from Dominican Republic.
Oh, nice. Hey. Nice.
Yes. I have a question regarding a girl that I'm seeing that I have been dating since the beginning of January. And what I want to know is, where are things going with her? Because I have been feeling uncertainty, and I really want to know whether she's right for me or not, or if I should move on. If there's a chance we get into a long-term committed relationship.
God, well, this is all over the board. Her family's a little goofy, right? Her family's a little strange. And so, are they okay with you? Is her family okay with you?
Well, I haven't actually met them yet.
Oh, there we are. Okay. Well, I think that, part of the problem is, they feel unsure of you. She has a history of picking bad guys. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And they just think you're the next idiot. You know? And you're not. You're not the next idiot. You're not the next bad guy. But they think you're the next bad guy. So they keep on filling her head full of you're the bad guy, you're the bad guy, you're the bad guy. Well, after a while, you know, that's what happens. But I think that things can be really good, but you got to overcome this family bad guy thing. You know.
Okay.
And so, and that don't mean you turn against her family. It just means you convince them you're a good guy. You know, and you're nice, and you're nice, and you care. You know, and you have good intentions, and you do. So nothing wrong with you. Nothing really wrong with her. Her family's crazy. So, anyway, makes a little bit of sense to you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, all right, there we go. All right, yeah, well, that's the deal. Work through that, you got it.
All
Don't
right.
work through that, you don't got it. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so there you go. That's all.
All
That's all.
right. Thank you very much.
Hey, good luck, buddy. Now clear the energy from it and get rid of all the demons and stuff. There we go. You look okay. Look okay. You're a nice fella. Boy, you're nice. You'd be a good catch for anybody alive on Earth. You know? Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're very sincere in your intentions, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you're a total freak like that. That's good. Hey. Yeah, you can you'll have no problem finding a spouse these days. Okay? And
All
so,
right.
but she could be it. She could be it, but she's got to beat through these family issues a little bit. And so there we are. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck. Good luck, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you. Appreciate you.
Good job, Gary. Good
I
job.
like it. You know what? I like him because he'll work through the problems. I could tell he was listening, and I could tell he's going to be like, I'm going to work through these problems. You know,
Yeah.
because he loves the girl and he loves her enough to work through the issues. Well, all
Okay.
right. Well, there we go. That's good. That's really good. Who are we talking to? Who are we talking to, girl?
Okay, I've got Kristen Klein. How are you, beautiful Kristen? Go ahead and unmute. Oh, sorry. Go ahead and unmute. Hey,
Hi, guys.
you're in Minnesota, right?
Hey, my girl,
Yes.
what are you doing? How are you?
We're freezing up here.
I know. That's the reason you're up there and I'm here.
Yes.
Oh, that's, when it's cold down here, I mean, I'm lighting fires, you know. I never have fireplaces going. I got fireplaces going, you know, all that stuff. Anyway,
We got
well,
all that going on here.
yeah, it's cold. It's cold. So anyway, I appreciate you so much. And so what's your question, honey?
Hi, Gary. I still have problems with my eye. I went to the eye doctor and they still don't see anything with it. It always feels like there's something in there. And it turns out, well, I need glasses, so I'm getting them, and that's fine because I can't see at night anymore, but the pain is still there.
Eyes are so complicated. If you could see all the division, all the if you could see all the visions I'm getting in my head while I'm tapping into your eye,
There's
you would
too
under
much.
I mean, it is like really understanding some stuff. You
Yeah.
know, I had an eye problem, and where I had a partially detached retina, and I went to the eye doctor, and he said I have to stick a needle in my eyeball once a
Oh my
month
God.
for 24 months, and I may regain a little bit of vision, right? And I went, Plan B, you make me understand what's wrong with my eye. Show me the pictures, show me the images, show me the MRIs, show me the scans. I want to understand it really well. And he goes,
Yeah.
Why? And I said, because I'm a healer.
You can fix it.
And
Yeah.
I'm gonna go home and fix my eye. And I did that day. And
Wow.
so the next week I went back to the eye doctor and he did the same scan and he went, What the hell? He goes, I've never seen this before. I've heard of it, but I've never seen it. Everything went back together. And I said, Oh, okay, good. And I could see.
Wow.
And so so my point is so I have a great understanding of eyes, and it didn't take that long to get it, but it took a little, I had to think about it a little bit, and how they work and how they function, because they don't work right. They, if you see something over here in your eye, it actually reflects over there in your vision. And so it's backwards. And so you got all these different things going on, which makes it pretty wild.
Yeah, you saw it was like a black blocked capillary or something at one point in time.
Yeah, there's yeah, let me work on it. There we go. Now you feel a little lighter in your eye.
Yeah.
Notice that? There
Yeah.
you go. I think you had partially fixed it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so, yeah, so your thinking and your projections of light to it actually partially fixed it.
Yeah, I keep asking God for a new eye.
That's how you do it. That's how you
And
do it.
are the glasses going to help me like see at night
Yeah.
better?
Oh, yeah, that's really good. That'll be a
Okay,
lifesaver.
good.
Yeah, there we
And
go.
how about my husband's knee?
Nothing wrong with it.
He always says there's nothing wrong with me, but his knee sometimes swells and he works so hard, he's always on his knees. And I think it's like a meniscus thing.
On my knees.
His legs.
He has gout.
Gout?
Yeah.
Can he be healed?
Yeah, gout's easy. You just take, you got to do a little thing to get rid of euphoric acid, which is, colchicine or black cherry juice extract. That'll do it.
Oh, okay, yeah. And I ask God for a new knee for him all the time, too.
No, that's it. It just hurts. But when it hurts like hell, right?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
see, that's it. So the gout pain is more extensive than any other pain.
Oh, so that's it? Just like maybe some black cherry juice?
It's a number two pain known to man.
Ah,
So that's how
okay.
you can tell. There's nothing wrong with my knee except it's about to fall off because it hurts like hell.
Yeah,
So, and so,
he has a high
so, but
pain
it,
intolerance, and I'm like praying to
yeah,
God, like
he's got
something
to have a high
can
pain, and he has to have a high pain intolerance because gout
happen.
is painful. And so, but there we go. So I cleared the energy, but he needs to really address the uric acid. Okay.
Okay.
And so I have gout, so I understand it very well. I
Oh,
take,
wow, really?
yeah, I do. And so I've had it for years and years and years, and I take colchicine, and it actually gets rid of the high uric acid, and then I don't have any gout.
Oh wow, that's
Yeah.
amazing. I
Yeah.
know I
And
keep
so,
praying for your leg and your foot
yeah. I
and
always have
whatnot.
feet things. And so, but there we go. Now he looks better now. He looks good. There we go.
Okay.
Check out the
Have
gout. That's a,
Gary, can I also ask you about my brother? Like he's having a hard time with alcohol and he's living with my mom right now, and then him and my stepdad got into it. I mean, it's like time after time he's not working, he keeps referring back to the drinking, and my sister died of basically the same thing, and now my brother's like falling into the same thing, and
yeah,
I
just
don't want him
addiction.
to come and live with me, and I'm just wondering what's going to
Don't
happen. I
let
feel
that,
like
yeah, don't let that happen.
no, and I kind of feel like it's going to be his time pretty soon.
Yeah, not necessarily. These days they can actually push ahead of it pretty easy. I'm clearing off this dimension of addiction, and which I couldn't do this a year ago or 2 years ago. Now I can. And so there we go. There we are. Notice how your
Am I
neck.
okay with my drinking? Because sometimes I have anxiety and I have to drink sometimes.
Yeah, no, you just get drunk on wine. Not a big deal.
Okay.
You're all right. Yeah, no. Everybody in your family can be an alcoholic, and you don't mean you are. But a lot of times it does. I mean, a lot of times you have a hereditary alcoholism, but it's not your case. You're not, it's not your gig. There we go. Now, let's see. Now you feel light and warm. See?
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll be okay, I think.
Is he gonna find his way, like get an apartment or something? I don't
In
know.
a little bit, he's working on it.
Okay.
Time moves slower for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's okay. There you go.
Is
Yeah.
my job gonna be okay the pastor?
Yeah, he's fine. He may have an alcohol problem.
I think so. He lets us have drinks at work sometimes.
He does, right?
Yes, he does.
You made your pastor drunk. You made your priest. You made your damn priest drunk. My God. There you are. Yeah, you're okay, but he has a problem. Anyway, good luck.
I think so too.
I'll end on that note. Hello. Okay.
Kristen, good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck. Good luck, honey.
Funny.
Everything's good except the preacher's drunk.
Oh my God.
That's funny. Yeah, they can be drunk. Why not? I think if I was a pastor, I'd be drunk. I think so. I think I'd be. You know, all that whining, all that whining. You know, you listen to. I don't know. Let me talk to iPhone 2. Let me talk to.
Sorry, Jonathan. Wait, hold on. Let me get iPhone 2. There's so many iPhones. I'm looking for iPhone 2. Okay, here. Let's see if I got the right one. Is it this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Lisa, right?
Yes.
This is Lisa. Go ahead and unmute, Lisa. Good thing I know your name instead of your phone.
Oh,
saying
oh. I put Lisa Marie and I didn't know I was iPhone 2. It's a nice
Hi, phone. Lisa Marie. Good to see you again. Oh, you're in Minnesota too, right?
You know, and here's the thing. So you're a hospital chaplain, right? Did you ever go to work and just think, I'm going to get drunk?
Well, when if I do, I've tried it, but it doesn't make it better. It like opens me up for the not good things. And then it's just that much more work clearing it. So.
Oh, all right. All right. Great answer. Great answer. There we go. So how you doing, girl? What's your question? I saw you the other day. Your face came to me.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Yours comes to me about every day.
Oh.
I'm down in Naples, Florida, helping my mom do her taxes with my sister, Hetty, from San Diego.
Lucky you.
Yeah. My mom said, if you called on me by any chance that asked if I could ask you if there's anything she needs to know or that would help her. She's always kind of been somebody that there's not enough money and worries. She's going to be 90 this year. So.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, here, let me just clear her off. She's lovely, though.
She is lovely.
Yeah. So, I mean, of course she is. You're lovely. So, oh. you know, your mama's lovely. She's lovely. You're lovely. Anyway, here we are. I'm just clearing this off of her. There she is. She looks good now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate you. She just needs some nice nightgowns.
Oh, okay.
That makes her happy.
You know, nightgowns do make her happy, and hers are getting a little ratty. That's a great idea.
Yeah, you just got to go buy her some new, you know, garments.
We'll do that tomorrow. That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Is there anything you need?
No, nothing. I'm so good. I'm so good. Love. All I need is love.
Oh, I'm sending you lots of love and appreciation. I have so many people call me every day, and I just get to work with them like you taught us, and I'm just so grateful.
Isn't that great? Isn't that great? You know what's really great? If you work with them like I taught you, it works.
It does.
It really does. It just works, you know? And so I was always pragmatic and practical. And I think I have an engineering head in my head. You know, when I was a kid, when I was 8 years old, I could rebuild a small engine at eight.
Wow.
My father had a garage, and I could rebuild a small engine, you know, at 8 years old. And so, you know, I understood how everything came apart. I understood how you fixed it. I understood how to troubleshoot it. And I understood how to put it back together. Right. And so, and I could do that at 8 years old. And so I had this ability to think like that. Most of the time I never go into this. I don't even remember ever doing this. And so, but I could see how to, it all worked, right? And with spirituality, it works the same way. It works the same way. It's very much like that. You know, things work a certain way and things don't work a certain way. And so, and I think you're one of these people that understands how things work. And so
I'm learning. I'm still learning every day. And it makes sense that when you told the eye doctor, I need to know how this all works, you know, and what's broken, what need, you know, how it needs to be fixed.
Because I didn't know a damn thing about eyes. And then when I started to learn more, he was like, and I mean, I was asking all these real serious questions and of all these scans he did and everything. And he goes, why do you care about all this stuff? Why does it matter to you? And I said, well, I'm going to fix it. And so, and then I did. And then he was like, wow. He goes, you did. It's not there. He showed me the scan before and the scan after. It was gone. You know.
And look what he learned, what's possible, you know, that.
He learned what's possible. And he said that. He said that. He says, I always knew it was. And he actually really had belief. He said, I knew this was possible, but I never seen it happen. Now I have. You know, because I told him ahead of time. I said, this is going to happen. You know, and so anyway, so it works that way. And so, well, you look good. Your mama looks good. She's a hoot. She's funny.
You know? She is. And when I would tell people at our ICU at the hospital during COVID, what happened with you, they got to learn what was possible, that you died five times and made it. And it just a shift for them. You affected so many lives.
Good. Affected mine five times. So that's for sure. Anyway, well, tell your mama she's good. Tell her she's doing really good. You know. Does she drink wine?
She loves her wine, her Pinot Grigio.
Yeah. Tell her I said she has to drink more, okay?
Okay.
All right.
She might just be cutting back because my sister Hetty and I are here. Right. And is Hetty good? My sister Hetty good here?
Yeah, she's good. She's fine.
Oh, she fell asleep. The energy was so high. She just fell right asleep. So it
was well, oh, no, that's a good, you know, that's what happens. Michelle, tell them what happens with your energy with you falling asleep.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Just before the show, I was like, oh, my God, Gary, why am I sleepy right now? Literally, my eyelids were so heavy.
And last week and the week before, same thing. You're like, oh, my God.
Right before the show, each time I was like, oh, I'm sleepy already.
Yeah. See, this high dimension that I'm talking about where the light's coming in now, it makes you sleepy. And so that makes sense. She just got healed. And so when she's getting healed, she gets sleepy. That's what's happening. And so tell her. Yeah, tell her she did the right thing. That's it. Okay?
I will. Thank you, Gary. Right.
That's
thank
good. Good luck, honey. Love you guys. Thank you.
Love you, too.
Your mama's a hoot. Tell her I'll come down there and get drunk with her. That's perfect.
I will definitely tell her that. I can't wait to share the replay with her. Thank you.
I love it. I love it. Grandma. Nothing like getting drunk with grandmas, you know? I used to get drunk with my grandma when I was a kid. My grandma was a hoot. You know, remember Dean me telling about my grandma?
Yep.
My grandma was a lot like your relatives. They were crazy.
Your grandma got you started drinking gin.
She got me drinking Tanqueray gin. I never stopped. Yeah. She was like, she's like, you and I got to go to the liquor store. I'm about out. That's how she'd say it. And I had a driver's license, so I was 16. So I'd take her to the liquor store, and she'd buy me a bottle of gin. Good exchange to my little grandma. Little grandma Eula. She was 90 years old. She was a hoot.
Wow.
Yeah. She's like, don't drink red liquor. It'll kill you. That was her advice. Yeah, she's like, drink white liquor. You know, vodka, gins, you know, whatever. I don't know if that's true. Anyway, she was crazy. She's a crazy lady. Anyway, who we got?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Marlene. Marlene, thank you for being so patient. Marlene, go ahead and unmute. Let us know where you're from, Marlene. McFarland.
I'm from Port Elgin, Ontario, Canada.
Oh, welcome. Thank you for being so patient. We appreciate you. Don't you just love her?
Well, thank you for choosing me. Thank you, Gary.
You're welcome.
I haven't talked to you in over a year.
Oh, what are you doing? You're cheating on me. You're talking to other psychics.
Well, a year ago, I remember asking you about my teeth crumbling and that I was having a lot of dental work done. And you told me some physical things, which I followed up on. I had blood tests done. I had blood sugars done. Turns out I have osteoporosis. So I'm working with all of those things. And I had a slow thyroid Anyway, been working with all of those things, still doing frequent dental work, like every week to every 2 weeks. And what I'm aware of is that I have blocked trauma from when someone smashed into my face downhill skiing 40 years ago,
Okay.
that I've never let go of the trauma. And I
You want to
just
do
have
that?
this
You want to do
innate
that?
knowing.
You want to do that?
What's that?
You want to get rid of that?
Please.
Okay. All right. There we are. Yeah, boy, you got whacked pretty hard. You got hit hard,
I
right?
did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. You got hit really hard.
I did.
Especially your nose.
Oh, the inside of my mouth was ripped open, concussion. And then that's when all the trouble started with my teeth.
I want you to feel a slight warmth in your nose. Can you feel it?
I do.
Okay. And now allow yourself to be healed from the way this is affecting your teeth. Just allow it to go. Allow it to leave you. There it goes. It just went away. It's like a dark energy. Now your ears kind of popped and got opened up, and you feel light in your head, kind of.
It feels like it's about 90 degrees in here.
It got pretty warm, right? Yeah.
You know what, Gary? The snow here is up to my roof.
Oh, wow. Where are you?
It is so deep.
Oh, yeah. Where are you again? You're in where? You're in where? Minnesota?
Elgin, Canada. So,
Oh, Porter. Oh,
right,
damn.
it's lakefront. At Lake Huron.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that's one of the Great Lakes.
All right. Let me clear this mess off you. You'll be all right. There you go. See how you got dizzy? Yeah, good.
Just feel happy.
Good. Well, you should.
I'm so grateful.
Yeah, I'm
I'm
happy
so
too.
grateful.
Yeah, you're gonna
Thank you,
feel
thank
good.
you, thank you.
Yeah, you're gonna feel really good, honey.
Bless you, Gary.
Yeah, appreciate you so much. You take care of yourself, okay?
Thank you.
All right, good
Thank
luck.
you.
Good luck.
Bye.
You felt good about her, didn't you, Michelle?
Yes, I did. Good job, Gary. Yeah, I hope that really helped her. She's awesome.
Oh,
I like snow, but I don't know if I want snow to all the way up to my
you
roof.
guys are crazy as hell. Let me introduce you to a concept, okay? You people that are living up there in the freezing weather, frozen rotunda, you know, Florida, Florida, right? You know, I think Lisa Marie has a bright idea. She went to visit her mother in Naples. You know, you don't have to be old to move to Naples. You can move to
No.
Naples before you get old, right? You know, Dean, remember for years, where did we live? Florida.
Florida.
Yep.
It was
Enjoyed
great.
your yacht, Gary, in
You never had to
Sarasota.
worry about
That was
cold weather.
awesome.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, that was an excuse to get drunk. Anyway, we had fun though. We had a good time. And so, but I think it's important. I think it's important to, you know, not freeze to death. And so, Florida, just saying, Florida, you know, something to think about, guys. For all you Minnesota folks, got a lot of Minnesota folks. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I'm going to put Ariane Fidalgo on. Ariane Fidalgo, thank you for joining us. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Michelle. Thank you. I am
Yeah.
calling from Naples, Florida.
Okay.
Yay!
There's the
How
sign.
did we do that? How did we
I
do that?
know.
We got lucky. Look at us. I'm conjuring Naples up. That's a beautiful
Yes.
thing. That's a good thing.
Gary, you have to come back to Florida because the last time you were here, I missed you.
Oh, I'll come back. Okay. Yeah, I'm
Yes.
moving with you, honey. Don't worry.
Okay,
Amazing.
wonderful.
Yeah. We'll have all of us, three goats, two dogs, you know.
Welcome. You're welcome.
It's perfect. That's perfect.
Gary, tonight my question is about my son. So he's been having some stomach problems, and the last time I took him to the hospital, to the ER, because he was in so much pain. They did ultrasounds, they did an X-ray, and everything looked normal. But then this week he had another episode, and his pediatrician referred me to a gastroenterologist, so that we're waiting on that appointment.
I think he has bleeding something. Maybe bleeding ulcers. He may have a bleeding ulcer. It's unusual.
Okay.
How old is your son?
He's 10.
Unusual to have a 10-year-old with a bleeding ulcer. I'm just telling you. The doctor, he's not going to buy that. Okay. Because that's rare, but he actually has something going on where there's, it looks like blood in his belly.
Okay.
You know, he gets kind of sick on his stomach.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, that's
Yes.
what, when it bleeds into your belly, you feel sick. You feel a little nauseated, right? And then it starts to hurt, and then it starts to hurt really bad, right?
Yes.
And then he gets hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold.
And then he gets cold and he gets shivers.
Yeah.
And sometimes he has a fever. Sometimes he doesn't. It's just the upset stomach, diarrhea, throwing up.
I'm not trying to scare you, but it's mimicking a heart attack.
Oh, no.
But I mean, that's what it's mimicking. But I don't quite feel that. Okay. And so I'm just, the reason I'm saying these things is because as the doctors drag you through this, they may go through some of these things. So,
Right.
you know, so I don't quite buy it, but it's the same time they may go through this. With you. He but he has blood in his belly.
Blood in his belly.
That's it.
Is it something that can be cured?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. I think he has a bacterial ulcer.
Okay.
Like bacterial ulcers are very treatable and healable. You take a couple of different antibiotics at the same time, and your ulcers go away. Really simple. Used to, it was a complicated thing. I had an uncle die of it, and so, but it was, it's treatable, you know? Yeah. And so I think it's a bacterial ulcer. That's what I think, you know? But a different thing, and you can't listen to the doctors. They're total idiots with your son. I don't mean that bad. You know, has the doctor's kind of led you in the wrong direction a dozen times? Uh-oh, you're muted or something. I can't hear you.
Yes, his pediatrician has. She has she's told me, oh, it's a virus. Then next time she goes, oh, it's maybe something he's eating, what's his
No,
diet?
here's your doctor. You switch doctors. She's picking the low-hanging fruit. Oh, it's a virus. Duh. That's an easy one.
Yes.
Or not. But she's picking the low-hanging fruit, not the real reality of the cause of what's up with him.
Okay.
You see. So you might just need to get another doctor. Sometimes you have to switch doctors. You can't always, you know, say it makes sense with somebody's theory. A lot of doctor stuff, and I'm friends with lots of doctors. A lot of doctors call me to diagnose things that they can't figure out. And I don't know everything. I'm the first to tell you, damn if I know, or I don't know. Sometimes I don't know, but sometimes I do know. And sometimes I do know when I do, I knew. And so with your, you might need to switch doctors because your doctor is grabbing the low-hanging fruit. I hate those doctors. I don't mean that bad. But when doctors just sort of grab onto what seemingly would be the easiest thing to roll out of their mouth, that's dumb because they don't heal your son. Your son's off in a bad direction. His belly still hurts. His belly still bleeds. You see what I mean? And so you want to just kind of maybe look in a little different direction. See how you felt warm right then?
Yes.
There we go.
I'm sweating.
There we go. All right. Well, there we go. You just switch directions. That's okay, honey. Yeah. How do we know? How do we know as mothers? Is our son going, is our daughter going to a good doctor? How the hell would you know? You don't. No one knows. And so, but that's the beat I feel. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, that's what I got. Okay.
Thank you, Gary.
Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome. Good luck,
honey.
Thank you. Good luck. Good luck. Yeah, good luck to your son too. Good luck to him.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
It makes me happy, and it also pisses me a little bit off.
Yeah.
You know. You know, I get a little pissed. You know, and I'm like, don't tell somebody you know something when you damn don't know it. You know. I don't know. Anyway, there we are. We'll see.
Yeah.
Who we got, guys? Who we got?
Oh, thanks, Gary. Real quick, I just want to do a real quick follow-up. Remember Marta's from last week? She wanted to give you a quick update.
All right. I love it. Hey, my girl.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
I'm really good. Yeah, what's your question?
You look wonderful. Well, last week I was telling you about my daughter who has been feeling dizziness for the last few months. And it's a little better. She's doing better. So thank you so much. I wanted to tell you a story. Last Saturday when you were working on her, she was actually in the middle of a concert. She plays violin. And when she got home, she said that she suddenly felt so much better. And I said, well, that's when Gary was working on you.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So she came home. She came home very happy. It doesn't always last, you know, how things are. They just kind of up and down. But I just wanted to see if you can check, if you can give her a little bit more boost. She tends to worry also, and me too. Like, we go into these little negative areas.
Mm. Well, see, what happens is that's this new dimension that's so prevalent. Mm-hmm. And so you guys got to be careful of this. This dimension is the dimension of death. So go ahead and worry yourself to death and die.
Yeah.
Bad idea. Bad idea. Right? Okay. Don't worry yourself to death and don't die. Okay. And it's really as simple as that. Stop worrying, stop projecting all this negativity to yourself. Yes. You see? And so I just cleared her off. I cleared you off. There you go. Now you look all bright and stuff. And one other person, who's that? You got another kid?
No, I have a mom who lives right next to me and she's been the strongest one. Actually, she's been the most positive, but
I see her. Yeah. She's a hoot.
She's fun. She is.
Yeah, she's what the hell are you worried about? Dying? Ha ha.
She's very energetic and
she's all right.
Yeah.
She's all good. There we go. Clear her. Yeah, it looks
so my
good.
My daughter is probably the most has negative like thoughts, you know. And so me being in GIN, Global Information Network, I've been studying this positive, you know, law of attraction with Kevin for the last 15 years. So I've gotten a lot better, but she still has a little trouble with it. So you think her a little bit from that?
Well, so I got rid of a bunch of redeemers, so she'll feel better now. So there we go.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
That sounds good. Yeah, because okay. Kevin's method works. It's amazing. I watch people who follow it and it's pretty freaky.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I've gone through many levels in GIN with him, so I swear by it. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, you know.
Yes. How are you, Gary? Thank you so much. Oh,
well, you know, I don't know how to do anything else, but you know, he does. And so he can do this and it really does work. And so anyway, I just cleared your mama. She looks good. Cleared your daughter. She looks good. Cleared you. You look good. There we are. All right.
Is there anything else going on with me, like health wise or anything like that, or any of us?
No.
No.
Not really.
Okay. Just stay positive and happy, huh?
Do that thing. What a concept. All right.
Okay. I got very warm. Thank you so much. Love you very much. And thank you, Michelle, everybody. Thank you.
Good luck. Good luck, honey.
It's always good to see the follow-ups. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
There you go. You guys are great. You guys are great. You guys are beautiful tonight. I just love you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for your support. Thank you for everything, all your appreciation, you know? And so you've got all this light rolling through you, you know? These days, we've got to look after each other. That's important. That's the most important thing, is to just look after each other. That's what you do, you know? Michelle, who's got the cookie? Who is the cookie?
The cookie, what does that mean?
There's a cookie, a blue cookie on the screen. Who is that?
Oh, the blue cookie?
Oh, is that a, is that,
you gotta search through all the
things. That cookie, that's Brian New's screensaver of the world.
Oh, okay. All right, I loved whoever it was. I can, it's Brian, I already love him. Yeah, he don't count, I already love him.
I don't see him.
Let me talk to Terry Mahoney. What's she doing?
Oh, okay. I got her.
Miss Terry, what you up to, girl?
Hey, Terry.
Hey. Hi, how are you? I'm going to buy a car tonight, and I don't know if I should. It's a quick purchase. I don't need it, but I heard yes.
Yeah, I heard yes.
Okay, good. And then one quick question.
I heard it, and then I heard shut the up.
Okay, good. All right. Okay. Right now, shut up?
No, I heard shut up. No, like shut up, like you don't talk yourself out of it.
Okay. All right. I'm good. Yeah. I wanted it, but I thought I don't need it, but okay. Yeah. But I'm thinking about replacing the lens in my eye so I don't ever have to wear glasses. I'll never get, it's a little one step beyond LASIK. It's LASIK 3.0 is what they call it.
Yeah, I understand.
But I don't want to affect my psychic vision because it's getting better.
Right. That's good. Which should. As much as you've been hanging out with me, you should be embedding everything. Yeah. So I would be careful of your timeline. Just
give, when I'm going to do it?
Yeah. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying maybe chill a minute and then do it.
Okay. Okay. All right. And then my kids are crazy, Gary. I'm so good. Oh, my God. Thank you, God. You're right. I think it's because I hang out with you. Because I was like, I'm feeling guilty because everybody's all messed up. And then you said you're either above it or you're not. And there's no in between. I go, okay, I'll take that. I'm above it. But my kids, two of them are like, one of them thinks I'm the demon seed mother from hell.
Yeah, that's what they will. That's what they'll do. You'll have people that'll aim at you and think you're the devil.
And then come the up other with, one is just swirling the drain.
Yeah.
She's a hot mess. Anything you can do for them, because I really can't be around them. I can't.
Right answer. Right answer.
I can't take that abuse. I'm like, I just can't do it. I'll pray from you for a distance. But anything you can
that sounds
do
like a hell of, that sounds like a hell of a cop out, but it's actually a good one.
Yeah, I know better. Yeah.
So, yeah. No, it's like, but I think you have to really take a little break.
I do. I know I do. And it's my vacation that's coming up is good, and I'm not going to get an earache on the plane because I feel like one coming on.
I'm going to
take a bunch
fine.
Of Sudafed. Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you're going to do good. Looks well, fine.
Okay, I miss you, and it's nice to see you. Look great, by the way, and you're doing an amazing job. You did a great job tonight.
Thank you. I try.
Tell everybody I said hi and love and light to all of you guys.
You just did.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
She's beautiful. Isn't she beautiful?
You always
hi, Michelle.
Every time. Hi, beautiful. Every
Michelle,
time
is it your birthday?
It's coming up, yes, on Thursday.
Oh, okay. As I'm like, no, you are an Aquarius. I mean, you're a Pisces, not an Aquarius. So, okay, I'm not off.
Judy's birthday is today.
I know. I talked to her already. So, yay. Okay.
Thank you,
thank you for thinking of me. And what an amazing energy clearing last week was.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that great?
Unbelievable, really. And I didn't get to see it that day. The next day, I'm like, oh my gosh, that was so amazing.
Yeah.
Really?
It worked like, yeah, that was freaky.
Yeah. Just felt it. Like, I started looking around. Does everybody else feel this? I'm listening on my ear pods.
Yeah. No, you do. Well, and you know, and it's crazy. So you guys pay attention for the energy clearings every Wednesday, you know, and so they're really important. They really are. And so there we go. You're looking really good now. Have fun on your vacation.
Thank you so much. You take care.
Hey, all right. I'll see you soon.
Okay. All right. Bye.
All right. Okay, girl.
You have to admit, it's always good to talk to Terry. It's just she has great energy.
She makes you high. You know, yeah, Terry makes you high. She just does. That's beautiful. That's really, really good. I see all this light rolling through all of you guys. I want you to imagine yourself somewhere on a spectrum of, say, if you're looking at a piece of notebook paper, and so here we are, all right, and you have a line in the middle, and then you could be on the top side or you could be down on the bottom side. I want you to imagine yourself floating up to the top side. Imagine yourself floating up to the top side, and as soon as you did that, I saw Dwayne Dunham yawn. What did that feel like, Dwayne? What did that feel like?
Yep. You caught me. No, it felt really good. It just felt, I just imagined myself floating up, and it felt really, really
good. As soon as you floated up, you yawned.
Yeah.
Right. This dimension makes you sleepy, guys. This dimension totally heals you from the inside out, from all the dimensions, as high as they go to as low as they go. And so this dimension totally heals you, and you will get sleepy. And so that's the whole thing, Michelle. When every time we start the show, you're like, oh my God, damn, I'm asleep again.
I'm actually sleeping right now as you're talking about it.
Yeah. And so notice, if you feel this sleepy energy, this is what you're supposed to feel. So just be aware of that. And so I'm just letting you know, you're going to be sleepy. And so that's what it is, but you're going to be fixed. And so it's okay. And so there we go. And so now then, see now how you got really high, Dwayne?
Yes, my ears on fire. Yes, very
good. Yes. Good, good. That's all you need to do. That's all you need to do. And the more of us that have this going on, by the way, guys, you were so lucky. I didn't come with an owner's manual, and you kind of did, and I'm sort of it. And so it works like that. And so because I didn't come with an owner's manual, so I had to bump into how this works. And so I basically aggravated the hell out of Dean because he could see spiritually. I go, Dean, do you see this? Do you see this? And he'd be like, oh God, leave me alone. You know? And so, but this is, you know, this is how it works. And it works a certain way. And so we're very lucky to know each other. We're very lucky to be friends with each other. And we're very lucky to talk to each other and just, you know, tap into these higher vibrations of Earth and of mankind. And when you do, your life's going to go good. It's really simple. That's what it amounts to. Anyway, any questions, Dwayne? Anything going on? Anything happening?
No, my one question was this, what we just talked about. So, no, I'm good. Yeah.
Oh, just good.
Being attacked and floating above it. That was exactly what was been going on with me all week. So I'm good now. Thank you.
Oh, good. Awesome. All right. Well, you look great, buddy. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. And I want to say thank you guys for tapping in. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you. And I'll be right here next week. And I'll also be here Wednesday doing an energy clearing with you guys on Wednesday. And so, but I appreciate you guys so, so, so much. I just feel a lot of love and a lot of like and a lot of everything. And so all the good emotions, okay? Do the same thing for yourself. Do the same thing for everybody you know. Project love and light to everybody. And then you're going to feel a whole lot better. And if you're in a bad space, try this floating up thing. If you float up, that's all you got to do. Just float up and you're going to be fine. You're going to find it'll totally work for you. And it'll work out easy. And understand, if you've been getting your butt kicked, it's only because you're really spiritually gifted. And so sometimes when people get their butt kicked, it's because they're gifted. And so you want to just float above this darkness. And when you do, you're going to feel really good. I love you guys, and I appreciate you guys so much. And I'll see you real soon. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 800-827-GARY, GarySpivey.com. Call me up for a private reading. I'm doing a few private readings now. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate You. Thanks.